Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.
We always have an odd one in the crowd.
So it's kind of odd.
They're decidedly odd.
Doesn't that strike you as a little bit odd?
No, that doesn't strike me as a little bit odd.
It's the Bob and Sherry Oddcast, with stuff we wouldn't, couldn't, or shouldn't do on the regular show. Now, here's the Oddcast.
As far as I can tell, this is real. Somebody posted a sign, a photo of an office bathroom policy. And it's on the door of a bathroom in this office. And it says, if you are in this bathroom longer than 10 minutes, someone will go in and do a smell check to make sure that you're really doing your business and not playing on your phone. If in bathroom for more than 10 minutes, a smell check will be completed to ensure employee was not sitting on their phone. It does not stink. The employee's name will be reported to the office. Whoever is in charge of doing that has the worst corporate job in the world.
I do not think this is how human beings should be treated.
I don't think
someone should be sent in as a human sniffer dog, but I also don't think that employees should have their bathroom breaks so policed.
I totally agree.
Like, that just pisses me off to no end.
I
hate when people aren't treated like adults.
I know it.
Now, I know there's always someone that's going, well, but there are people that are going in there and playing Candy Crush on their phones. Work can be so soul-crushing that if someone needs 20 minutes to play a game on their phone to keep from jumping out a window, the fuck do you care, Debbie? Like, why?
I agree.
Why can we just not mind our business and live and let live? And you know that the person who's been assigned to be the sniffer dog, this is not someone who got like an extra pay raise.
No.
We have had people call the show over the years and tell us that their bathroom breaks are highly policed.
Yeah, I know it.
And that they're limited to how many.
Yeah.
I don't think you can limit a human being to how many times a day they need to use a bathroom.
Or when.
Yeah. I just don't think you can do that.
I always thought that that would have been a lawsuit in the making in some of these cases. I guess it's not. But anyway, somebody posted the photo on Reddit, and there it is. Speaking of work, we occasionally, over the years, have done some work for wonderful radio stations. The only problem that Sherry and I have come up with is once in a while, you'll get somebody who sends us some copy to interpret. We don't really read generally commercials. We don't do commercials unless we know about the products themselves. But once in a while, somebody will send us something and they say, we want you to read it just like
they
write.
Like usually we get bullet points, right? And we know the product and we know the client and we know the advertiser. I mean, we've been representing some clients for like ever. But every once in a while, they get an ad agency involved and the ad agency will write an actual script. And it will be a script that I suppose is fine if it's two actors, but it's not us and it's not who we are. It's not what we sound like. And sometimes it puts us in a weird position and it almost always is the weirdest for Bob. It's almost always written to put Bob in this one very specific place.
Okay, now here's how it goes. Sherry does the opening, and then I comment on what I quiz Sherry about her opening.
Let's improv one right off the top. So we're just going to make this up as we go.
Pickle Myers Hardware.
You want to be at Pickle Myers Hardware this week. It is a lawn. Let me do it again. You want to be at Pickle Myers Hardware this week. It's a yard work blowout. Big savings on everything you need to make your yard look amazing.
Pickle Myers Hardware? What's that?
Pickle Myers. I can't even say it, Bob. Pickle Myers Hardware, right downtown. And you want to be there this weekend for the blowout sale.
Right now at Pickle Myers Hardware, saws are 50% off. Now, he's laughing because we get these from these agencies once in a while. At the beginning of the commercial, I've never heard of Pickle-Meyer's Hardware, but suddenly I know that saws are 50% off. And what happens? I sound like a fucking idiot.
Well, either that
or a liar.
Either that or you got bopped on the head and suddenly you have all this knowledge.
Yeah, I know it. It's crazy, isn't it?
There was a station long, long time ago, this little one. And they would, you would do a contest.
Right.
So you're going to win a Subway lunch or something. And at the end of it, you always had to say, but we cannot win because we work here.
Oh, there was there was one that was written like that. And it was, I think, for Subway. And Bob had to say, I can't wait to win, Sherry. And I had to say, Bob, you're not allowed to win because you work here. And then Bob had to say, darn it, Sherry.
Making me sound again like a fucking idiot. It was always me.
Well, the legendary one, we've talked about this in the podcast, I think, before. The legendary one is that winter that you could not figure out why you were so cold in your trailer in the woods.
Oh, yeah.
It's because you didn't know to call Bryant Heating and Air.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Sherry, I got up this morning in the trailer and I was freezing cold. What do you think's going on with that?
Bob, maybe you need to call Bryant Heating and Air.
Bryant Heating and Air?
Bryant Heating and Air, your hometown experts, whether it's AC or heat, they keep you cozy all year round.
You know, I haven't heard any air conditioning or heater come on in a couple of years. It's probably broken, Sherry. I'm calling Bryant Heating and Air.
Didn't we get one once that was written as though we were married to each other?
Uh-huh.
And it was something like this. Bob, you kept me up all night last night with your snoring.
I know, Sherry. It's a problem. People say I rattle the walls.
And then
I don't know what to do.
And then the spot ended with, because it ended with some comic relief, the spot ended with Bob telling me, and you better stop stealing the covers.
Yeah, that's true. That was true.
We're like, you know, we spend a lot of time together, but we sleep in our own houses with our own spouses.
And so the people listening were going, I knew they were screwing.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.
I was thinking about this the other day. I've had so few really crappy jobs in my life because I got into broadcasting at such a young age. I mean, I can look back on the plastics factory and the exterminator job that I had. As a kid, I worked at the House of Pancakes. And actually, as a busboy, that was pretty good. But those were the only two. And I appreciated both of those jobs. I did. They were hard work. Which I got away from as quickly as I possibly could. But right after that, and I got a job in radio and then television, I've had a career in broadcasting just about 95% of my life.
Speaking of crappy jobs, I have something to play for you. A comedian in Toronto had been working at Starbucks. And when he quit, he wrote a quitting song to perform for his manager. And we can't play it on the regular Bob and Sherry show because it's filthy, but we can play it on the Oddcast. And he had video rolling when he performed this song for his manager.
Now the quality's not great, but it was
but,
cell phone, but here it is.
Here we go.
Dear manager, I've been working here for so long. I've got something that I want to tell you. So I thought I would sing it in a song. Found a way better job. Today was my last day. I know I've got like 10 more shifts to work, but fuck it, I'm not gonna show up to them anyway. And it feels so good to
say, fuck this, I quit. Fuck this place, I quit. I'm gonna miss my coworkers, my lovely customers. But you can take that time that you tried to get the company to fire me for something you told me to do. Or that time when I said I wanted to work towards a promotion, but you laughed in my face and said I'm never getting a promotion. And shove it up your large bumhole. Sorry, venti bumhole. Cause I fucking quit. I quit. Thank you guys. Goodbye.
What do you think? Did he do that to for it to go viral?
Ernesti Danielis is his name.
Or do you think that that was real and he was really pissed off?
I think it was real and it went viral because it strikes a nerve. Because how many people have not felt that way?
I know, but it's just Starbucks seems like a pretty good place to work.
I love
overall,
Starbucks, and they have benefits for even their part-time employees. I was telling Bob Bob and I went out to lunch together at Zaxby's the other day, one of Bob's favorite places, which I agreed to go because I know how much he likes it. And we were driving back from having lunch together. And I said to Bob, you know, I have been working since I was 14. And by working, I mean working like to provide for myself since I was 14. I just don't know that I can work until I'm 85, which is the American way, without having a job that I don't have to take home. Do you know what I mean? Like, I work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I take this job everywhere I go, and I love it. It's a passion. It's consuming. But, if I'm going to work till I'm 85, I need a job that just stays at work. So I'm thinking about going to work for Starbucks as a barista because they have great benefits. And Bob looked at me like I was crazy.
That's nuts.
And I ran it by Olivia, and you know what Olivia said? Mother, you're engaging in late-stage capitalism, mental tourism. You don't want to work at Starbucks.
What does that mean?
Who fucking knows? That's my next song. Who fucking knows what Olivia means when she says things? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you're not going to be doing that.
I don't know.
I mean, we're going to continue to do this.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what I'm saying? Like, now you have to work until you're, you know, like an actual fossil.
Do you know that Beethoven died... He died at 56, which is a long time for a Saint Bernard to live. But seriously, 56 was not that young to die.
No,
back in the 1700s, and the average, like a Neanderthal, that dude was dead at 38. So, because of refrigeration and all the wonderful things that we have now, we are living a lot longer, and it provides a problem as much as a blessing.
Yeah,
because you've got to figure out, you know, how am I going to keep going?
You do have to keep going.
You do have to keep going, yeah.
And I think for the most part, not for the most part, maybe, I know a lot of people that so love what they do that they want to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the idea that, like, I picture, you know, my grandma died at 76. I'm picturing my grandma at, like, 80, working full-time. I can't see it. But, of course... 80 when she would have been 80 was different than 80 is today.
Totally. It was totally different. Yeah, that's right.
Speaking of how things used to be, so my older daughter, all college kids are on Tinder, by the way. If you're the parent of a college-age student and you didn't know that, I'm sorry that you're hearing this from me. They're all on Tinder or Bumble or both. So my daughter gets a DM from some guy on Tinder who swiped on her profile. And he's like 35 years old.
Mm.
She's a teenage girl.
Yeah.
He's 35 years old. And his bio is how he's looking for a girlfriend with a cute pair of feet or whatever. So he's like 35. He's twice her age. And he has a foot fetish. So, you know, like live your life or whatever. And so she immediately blocks him. And I'm like, what are you? You need to set your Tinder up so that grown ass men who are old enough to be your dad are not hitting on you.
Can you do that?
She can set it up that way. And she
because
said,
the grown ass men see like a celebrity who is 68 years old and his new bride is 23, you know, and they think that, Okay, that's the thing.
Well, and they,
I could do my version of that.
They think 18 is legal, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I said to her, that grosses me out, sweetie. Like, that's a grown man, and you are a teenage girl. And she's like, oh, my God, Mom, I would never date somebody old enough to be my dad. I'm like, well, you should change your settings. And she goes, another one of them, she gets DM'd by these guys all the time. Another one of them DM'd her, and she actually replied back, ew, you're too old for me. And his reply was, well, you know, for thousands of years, people got married when they were 14.
No, he didn't try that.
Do you know what she replied back? And I will do it in her voice. Really? Because for thousands of years, people shit on the floor and died when they were 30. Should we go back to that too?
He did not expect to get that coming his way.
No, sir, he did not.
What a great response. You know what? If the guy has any sense of humor at all, he'll keep that.
I howled. I laughed so hard. I thought that was like just the perfect response. Because it's true. Like, yeah, 1,000 years ago, we all got married when we were 14 and we died when we were 35. But we also were covered in fleas, sleeping in hay and stopping in the street to take a shit. Some things have progressed and we should progress with them.
That's right.
When I was a teenager, like 15, I was waitressing, of course, and we had a customer and he was a regular in the restaurant. And one day he left under his plate, he left a tip and a yellow envelope with my name on it, which he knew because I had a name tag that had my name on it. Right. So everyone who went in knew my name. And I opened it up and it was the weirdest thing because he was a grown man. And I don't know how old he was because when you're 15, anyone who's over 29, like, why not just die, people? Right. Like, you don't know how old people are. But He was an adult with like thinning hair and crow's feet. So he was a grown man.
Right.
And the paper, the envelope was yellow and there was one piece of paper inside and it had like some abstracty rainbow kind of things on it. And it was a love letter and it included a poem that had the line in it. And I only remember this one line, talk of the town, a few thoughts from an aging clown. Mm. And so I'm reading this and I'm like, ew.
That's kind of spooky.
I'm like, ew. So on the one hand, 15-year-old me was going, ew. But then the other voice in my brain went, well, now you're never going to get a woman calling yourself an aging clown.
Yeah.
That's bad strategy.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
You should have answered him and told him that. Hey, bucko.
It's bad strategy.
You're creeping me out, but you know, let me help a brother out here.
Like, let's say that, you know, at 15, because God knows I came from a troubled, violent, abusive, and broken home. So I was ripe for the picking, right? In so many ways, so vulnerable and so in search of love and a daddy and all of those things.
Yeah, that's very true. You were in a vulnerable situation mentally.
I think that the reason that so many of those guys were drawn to me is because they could smell it on me.
Mm-hmm.
They could smell that vulnerable, abused, broken, damaged thing that I was radiating. So I was a good candidate for something like that. Where he lost me, I mean, he would never have had me, but where he really lost me was a few thoughts from an aging clown.
It's very, very bad merchandising.
Because I'm trying to picture myself telling like one of my best high school friends, and my God, look, I met this guy and he's older and he has his own car. What's he like? He's an aging clown.
Yeah, you got to put your best foot forward, bucko. Yeah. That's why he is alone and doing that sort of thing.
You know, I still have that letter.
Do you think most women get an older guy hit on them in the course of their dating years?
I don't know. Like, on the one hand, we all get catcalled.
Right.
But I had a handful, like an actual handful of very nice, seemingly very nice men that were way too old and way inappropriate. But I think they could spot it on me.
Yeah, I think so too. And it's funny, there's a subtle thing. They may not even know
what they were picking up on.
They know, but they know. And it could be the way you were serving them, watching you interact with other employees at the restaurant. I think that's a big possibility that they picked that up.
And it could have been because, you know, of course, at that stage in my life, the last thing I wanted anybody to know about me was that I was a vulnerable kid coming out of a broken, violent and abusive environment. So, of course, I thought I was doing an outstanding job of concealing that. But it could have been the effort I made to conceal that that revealed it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Madison has an acquaintance. Madison is 20. She has an acquaintance that's a year and a half older, so 21, 22, something like that. And there's a guy who's almost 50 that she's going to be marrying.
Mm.
And he posts a lot of pictures about the two of them. He's just so proud.
You know, I don't want to be someone who doesn't believe in true love and all that. I would prefer that my daughters as teenagers did not marry men in their 50s. I think that's a tough road to walk. Nothing against men in their 50s. I just don't think that's an appropriate thing. And I don't want that for my kids. When you get older,
if there's an age disparity, I think it's more understandable when you're older. But if you're 20, 21 years old or younger, I think that kind of a disparity is troubling.
She's going to
miss so many different things that you go through in your 20s.
You know, it's a weird thing. It's something I didn't understand about myself at that age. So I was your perfect candidate for exploitation by an older, more sophisticated man. But because of the kind of environment I grew up in, the last thing I wanted to be near was adult men. I mean, I had such a fear and loathing of adult men that I didn't even like being around other people's fathers. So my daddy issues, I displaced all of those onto other kinds of relationships in my life, like with bosses, and teachers, and where it would never be like romantic or physical in any way, because the very thought of that, I was so terrified of adult men, the thought of one touching me, like never, okay? But I did definitely displace that daddy need onto teachers and other kind of authority figures in my life. And you've seen that since you've known me.
Right.
But I think that the reason I wasn't vulnerable to the aging clown and his romantic overtures was because I was so grossed out by adult men and only dated boys my own age.
That makes perfect sense. Now, it's also the easiest road to take because you have more in common.
But it plays out differently for other people.
Yeah.
And I understand that other women, when they have the kind of issues I have, are looking for... maybe they don't have that same like fear and loathing I had, and they view that older guy as someone who can be protective and, you know, keep them safe and provide. Like that's a real thing that when you grow up like that, that you have to kind of get aware of fast so that you understand what you're choosing.
I think there's a lot of women who don't get it. they're not being self-reflective and looking at their own lives, and they sometimes can go down the wrong alley, and all of a sudden the daddy issues that are driving them put them into situations where they're making a living doing something maybe which is not a good idea. They're around unsavory characters. They're trying to fill something that they didn't get, that their father didn't give them.
No, I completely agree with that. I'm glad that my particular issues... Like, it's not good, by the way, to be, like, grossed out and terrified of adult men, because half the population, you know,
is or will be
an adult man. And it's
not all are bad. There are Mr. Rogers.
Not all are bad. I mean, it took, you know, like, you were the first adult man in my life that I had a relationship with that was not fear and loathing based.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that, you never told me that. Well, that makes me feel good.
I never really thought of it until we were having this conversation now. But prior to you, I had because I was raised with brothers in the woods, so I relate to guys. I've always had lots of male friends, but they were always right around my same age. You were the first actual adult man that I had a relationship with that was healthy.
You know, it's funny because when we were first together, you really didn't know anything about how radio functioned
at all,
and I didn't spend too much time. I think it was about 6 months explaining this or that, you know, how we're going to open up shows, and I'm not talking about radio shows. I'm talking about if we were to MC concerts and do personal appearances.
I still haven't learned to turn my mic on with any regularity.
True. But I remember we made an appearance somewhere at a little shopping center. They hired us. This is before the show got big. And so they hired us, and I met you there. And I think we've been working together for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And you didn't understand how the personal appearance thing worked. And she said, you said to me, so what do we do? I said, well, we're going to sit over here, you know, in these chairs, and people will come by who are listening to the show, and they'll talk to us. And we'll spend a couple of hours doing that and thanking them for coming. And you said, and we get money? I'm like, yeah, we're going to get a little, not a lot, but you know, you're going to get, I forget what it was.
Like $75.
$75, something like that. And you repeated, you said, I'm going to just sit here and talk to people and I'm going to get $75. Like, yep. And you looked at me with great suspicion, and I couldn't tell whether it was you were going to get 75 and I was going to get 2,500. You
no,
know, you were
that.
Very suspicious.
No, I was not. It
but
wasn't.
By the end of it, it was interesting. By the end of it, you sort of liked that 75.
Well, I had to sling a lot of pizza.
Yeah, to
earn
get $75. Yeah, that's right.
I was never like, I never felt that you were dangerous. There are still, like, we've talked about this. I mean,
well, it's because I'm not dangerous. You'd be surprised. I've never been solicited by the CIA or any producer of crime detective movies to be the star. I have that aura.
I view a fair number of men that we know, we both know, I view them as potentially dangerous.
Yeah.
They are filed away in my, you're a potential predator file. And
right.
Under the right circumstances, I believe I'd have to pepper spray your ass, right? But you, I never felt that you were not trustworthy. You're not about ropes or safe words or cosplay or pain or hot wax or anything like that.
Boy, this comes easily to you.
But there, ladies, there is an element of unpredictability here.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't you think?
Yeah, so that's the danger.
That's
unpredictability.
The sexy. He's unpredictable.
It's just the dangerous, sexier word.
And right now, Bob's wife is listening to this going, oh, yeah, he's unpredictable. You never know when he's going to say, no Panera today, Mary. I'm having Chinese.
Once again, thank you very much for listening. Danger, out.
We appreciate your listening to the podcast. Check out Fun Size, which is hosted by Max. New episodes are about 10 minutes long every single Thursday. And we are really grateful to you for making this possible for us. And we'll see you back here in January. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the Bob and Sherry podcast and the Bob and Sherry Oddcast. We would love if you would subscribe, rate and review, and share it with a friend on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you go. And thank you again for listening.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.